Catholic Schoolhouse, a podcast of the DePores Pages podcasts on Catholic education and Catholic practice and spirituality. You can subscribe to this podcast at thefriar.org. That's thefriar.org. Or you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome to this edition of the Catholic Schoolhouse. I thought because it's the Feast of St. Blaise, February 3rd, I'd talk a little bit about this blessing of the throats and why we do this in the church. The blessing of the throats is a sacramental. What that means is it's not a sacrament like receiving the Eucharist or being baptized, but it is a way that we work to remind ourselves in particular of the power of God's holiness in our life, the working of the Holy Spirit, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the things that help us to remember the more powerful aspects of being saved. And so the sacramentals are ways where that is there. And it reminds us, very importantly, that there is no aspect of our life that is beyond God's being able to sanctify it, being able to make it holy if we cooperate with God's grace. And so even something as simple, perhaps, as our job or a hobby can be something that can be sanctified and made holy by God. St. Blaise was a bishop and a martyr. We don't know a lot about him, but we do know that in addition to being a bishop, he was also a physician, and he was named a bishop pretty early in his life. He was a pretty young man, we believe, when he was named. The church had just become legal in the Roman Empire. Constantine had done so, but his co-emperor actually betrayed him, and he began persecuting Christians. Ultimately, St. Blaise was captured and killed. But there were two miracles that I think kind of helped with this idea of St. Blaise. One was that a woman had a pig who had been seized by a wolf, and St. Blaise reportedly told the wolf to let go of the pig, and the pig was let go and unhurt. The one that he's probably more known for was his miraculous cure of a small boy who was choking on a fish bone. And that really gave rise to the idea that the prayers of St. Blaise in particular were very important for healing. And devotion to him began as early as the 6th century, and it was pretty well in place. It's been a long-standing devotion in the church. Lots of this is really because we believe that God is very close to us, both in terms of those blessings, which we often can forget to be faithful to God in those moments, but also in moments where we have difficulty or hardship. The prayer that said reminds us that we are not really getting a sense where that we're praying to a saint, and this is a particularly important point for me to continue to say, but we're asking God to do something through the prayers of the saint. Here's the prayer that you might hear if your throats are blessed. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, may God deliver you from every disease of the throat and from every other illness, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This practice continues in many parishes. You may have had it happen over the course of this weekend or even today in your parish. That's this edition of the Catholic Schoolhouse. Hope to see you soon.